Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. In today's podcast episode, I just want to give you a little reminder today that now is the time to be pretty. Now is the time to be pretty. And hold on. I'm not telling you that you owe anybody your pretty. I'm not telling you that you aren't currently pretty. It literally has nothing to do with like the looks. If this is going to make sense, hopefully it does. I'm talking more so about how we tend to reserve the best parts of us and either give them to other people or we hold them back from other people, including ourselves. We save it for a rainy day. We hide it away. Whatever the case may be, like now is the time in 2025 to start, like stop reserving your pretty, stop reserving the goodness, stop reserving the good, just the good parts of life, like putting it off for another time. Like you'll say, oh, I'm not going to do this until this, or I'm not going to have this until that. I'm not going to show this until that. You're waiting for these magical scenarios to happen. And typically they don't even end up happening the way that you want them to. And when that happens, or really doesn't happen the way that you want it to, you still continue to reserve whatever this special thing is that makes you, makes you unique, makes you feel happy, makes you feel vibrant, makes you feel good, look good, whatever it is that you, whatever this energy is that you are really trying to come into, you keep on pulling back. You keep holding back. You will not allow yourself to move forward because you are waiting for the right opportunity, or perhaps you're waiting for the right person. Perhaps you're waiting for the right person or the right situation to then show up and be at your best, when really those things should be about for you. You should be showing up and being at whatever your best is, like whatever the best is available in the moment. And you know what I'm talking about. Different seasons, different times, it can look a little different or a lot different. Okay. So it's not about how much of it. I'm just talking about how we reserve it. We preserve it. We preserve our essence. We reserve our essence and we just hold on to it. We bottle it up for a specific amount of time. We wait for these magical people to come into our lives or these magical situations when baby, I mean, I'm not saying it won't happen. It may, but why are we giving other people like our best when we should be giving ourselves our best? So case in point, things that I'm just processing as I continue on this journey. First of all, I feel like I'm on so many journeys right now. I'm on this journey. First of all, I'll be 50 years old this year. So I'm on this journey from my 40s. I am leaving my 40s. Oh my God. I am leaving my 40s. I'm just shedding a little thug tear here. Insert water drop sound here. Ting. I'm leaving my 40s. I'm about to be a whole ass 50 years old. I'm about to be 50, which is a blessing. But if, I don't know. Anyway, I won't talk about that right now. But case in point is like these journeys that I'm on, my journey to 50, my journey of moving, like literally starting my life over from scratch. Okay. My journey of, I used to think it was of me kind of like rebuilding myself, but I'm learning more that it's not even that I'm rebuilding as I start or continue like moving into these new parts of me that may have been covered up for so many years, but it's not like I'm rebuilding. I'm not on a journey of being or becoming someone completely brand new, because really I am that already. I've come to find that for myself, and maybe it's for you too, talking to those of you that have trauma, right, in your lineage, trauma is a part of your dynamic. You know, you feel like you are a product of a traumatic or chaotic environment or circumstance or upbringing, et cetera, or harmful, toxic, okay, maybe broke, poverty-minded type of cycles, all right? But I would always question, like, who am I? Who would I have been minus my childhood trauma? What would I be like if I didn't go through certain things? Who would I be right now if I didn't go through certain things? What would my identity be without the trauma? I've asked myself that question off and on in different ways over the last few years. Cause I would just wonder, like, who would I be? What would I be doing right now? What would my life be like without the trauma? But it's not so much of me like rebuilding. I feel like it's really more so I am uncovering parts of myself that were always me, but they were, you know, just buried under layers and layers and layers and layers of drama, layers of stress, layers of trauma, layers of struggle, layers of confusion, layers of chaos, layers of negativity, layers of bitterness, layers of strife, layers of violence. I am learning very slowly, very slowly. I am learning who I actually am and evolving into that version of me that I've always been, but it's just been so down in the layers of just the things that are that have been piled up one after another. But anyway, back to what I was saying, it's like case in point of me kind of like saving my best for a rainy day or saving my best for someone else. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see my hair. Look at the grays, child. The grays is, they're trying to take me out. The grays are graying. But I have been wearing my hair in twists. This is my natural hair. I've been wearing my hair in twists off and on forever, for the last at least 15, 20 years. But I had recently twisted it up like about a week or so ago, and I was just rocking that. And I'm going to be honest with you. Okay. I don't know if it's the length or what, but when I wear my hair in the twist, I feel like I don't feel as pretty as I am. It just doesn't feel like I'm zhuzhed up. It doesn't feel like I just feel very basic. And that has been harping on me for a minute because, as I've mentioned several times, when I moved from California, I let everything go. So that's why I like wear the same t-shirts, the same sports bras. I have like three or four sports bras and two regular bras. I probably have like three or four tops that I can wear right now. I think like two sweatshirts. I have two zip-up sweatshirts or hoodies, I should say. I have, I think, two pair of joggers and two or three pairs of sweatpants. That, if I'm recalling correctly, that is literally my wardrobe right now. So when I say that I'm not feeling zhuzhed up and I'm walking around in these sweatpants, this shirt I'm wearing over and over again, and then I have my hair in these twists, and to me, it's giving... Like, I don't even know what the energy is, but I have not been feeling my best. So I have been thinking, like, what can I do? Like, where am I holding myself back? Or not necessarily where, but how can I reclaim a part of me even right now in these circumstances where I don't have access to a lot of clothes? I don't have access to pretty clothes right now. I have no access to, like, jewelry, and that's okay. That's where I am right now in my journey. I don't have that access to that right now. But what can I do? What is within my power right now to reclaim a part of me that I feel is missing? So it's not like I have to go out and get it. What do I have access to right now? What is in my power right now? What can I lay claim to right now that will help me to tap in to how I want to feel so that I can stop reserving that for like a better time or a better circumstance or someone, for example, like if I was waiting for a man to step into my life, which baby, I'm not, okay? Baby, I'm not, I'm not, okay? But how can I bring forth some of that energy or like what I've been reserving? Okay. And give it to myself. That like, that's basically it. How can I give that to myself right now so I can feel good? I can feel better. I can, you know, just have that. I keep saying energy, but just have that energy for me. I don't want to reserve my best for someone else. I don't even want to reserve it. I want my best for me. That's the message. I want my best for me. We have been conditioned as women to give our best away. We've been conditioned to give our best to someone else, a spouse, a partner, a man, a wife. But what about us? Our parents, we have to give it to them. We are required to give our best to others, but are we giving that to ourselves first? We have to find ways to give it to ourselves first. That's one of my focuses. Like, how can I give myself my best? How can I be the best for myself? Whatever that version is, of the best. What do I have access to right now so that I can give myself my best for me, not for anybody else, because we already give enough away. All right. We already give enough away. We already give enough away. Time, energy, support, money, care, tenderness, love, like all these things. We already give it away to everybody else. All right. What can I give to myself? I want to give myself my best. And so again, going back to the hair, it was like keeping my hair in twists or whatever. And I was feeling kind of bummy. All right. And I was like, it's your hair. Take it down. Take your hair down, sis. You don't have to. And I know it. And in my mind, I'm arguing myself. It's going to take time. It took time to make these twists. And this is protective style. And, you know, it take time, baby. And yeah, I understand. I know. Giving your best isn't always going to be the easiest thing. It's not. It might take a little time, some energy, you know, but you deserve that time and that energy, right? You deserve it. You give it to everybody else, or you have in the past, maybe not so much now, but you have in the past. It's okay. It's okay to invest that time in yourself. All right. So I took my twist down, and y'all, for 2 days, you couldn't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. All right. Because she was cute. The hair was giving. Okay. And even though I still had on the same clothes, I mean, I can't do no magic with that. But I still felt like I was at my best. I still felt like I was at my best, right? And it doesn't have to be about your hair. That was just my example. The hair was the easiest thing. It could be you taking your showers and putting on your best oils for you. One oil that I use, and they used to be a sponsor. I know y'all sick of me, but this is my truth. Like, I love Osea. This is not sponsored. They were maybe like a year or two ago. They're not anymore, but I love Osea. And I use their products after my shower. I put on their oils and stuff, and I feel really good. So that is my best. I'm using my best. And I was trying not to use a bottle because it's not necessarily the most cheapest thing out there. It's not, but I really love their products. But I was trying to hoard the bottle. And I'm like, sis, use it. It's okay to use it. And so I'm using it. And if the bottle goes dry, I'm not going to look at it as I lost something. You know, we tuck things away and we forget about it. We never use it. How many things have you pulled out your closet that you bought a really good smelling candle and you forgot about it? Cause you was like, I'm going to save it for a rainy day. We tuck it away and we forget about it. And we always have access to give others our best. Okay. I want to give myself the damn best. And that part of that was me feeling good about myself and feeling pretty. So things again that I do, like make sure my hair, you know, I take the twist down. Not every day, but I took them down a couple of days ago and I wore it out for a couple of days and then I retwisted it up. And then I thought about it again today and I was like, who are you saving it for? Who are you saving a twist out for? Who? Okay. Take your hair down, sis. It's okay for you to be your best for you. And that's what you got today. I took the twist down again and here we go. All right. The hair is, again, it's giving. And I feel amazing. I took my shower. Like I said, I did put the Osea on today. The skin was glowing and it's very smooth right now. And I smell really good. Okay. I put the clothes in the wash. I have on clean clothes. Obviously, just doing things like that, like giving myself whatever I have access to that is the best for me right now in this moment. That's what I'm giving myself. Okay. It doesn't have to be the most expensive thing. It doesn't have to be the newest, the latest, the greatest, the biggest, the brightest. It's what do you have access to in this moment that is the best for you that you can give to yourself, that you can give to or do for yourself. For yourself, for the benefit of you, not the benefit of other people. You know, we're not thinking about nobody else but you. And when I did that, when I took my hair down, y'all, I just felt like a release. It just felt so freeing. It just felt so freeing. And I'm really trying to find ways to live in that, like in alignment with more freedom, more ease, more softness. I want to be soft and tender so bad, y'all. I'll be thinking about it every day. How can I be soft? How can I be soft today? How can I be tender today? Because how can I say it? Things have shifted. Things have changed, but that's still an area for me where I struggle. I struggle because I think that it wasn't modeled for me
really ever, not consistently. It wasn't modeled for me. I didn't have access to that on a regular basis. I didn't have access to tenderness, softness, you know, that kind of vibe. And so it is really hard for me. It is really hard for me to be tender with myself, loving with myself, supportive of myself. I can do it for everybody else, child. If you've been on a call with me, you know, like if you ever have been on a call with me, you know, I'm hyping you up. I'm like, yes, girl, you are so pretty. Like just different things like, oh, I see this in you. Da, 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 da. And that's something that I'm still working. I'm still learning how to be a safe space for myself. Some of us don't know how to do that. We still don't know how to be a safe space for ourselves. And so that's something that I'm learning to do. And a part of being a safe space for yourself is giving yourself the best and not holding back from yourself and saying, I'm reserving this for another time. I don't know if the money's going to be money in all the times. So I'm going to save it. I'm going to hide it away. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to give it that energy. I'm not going to do this or that. Maybe like tomorrow is not promised. All right. And neither are your circumstances. Your circumstances could change like that. Hopefully for the good. All right. Hopefully for the good. And even for the good, that's still a change. You don't know where your life is going to take you from one day or week or month or year to the next. Spring is springing. Many of us are getting back outside, enjoying the season, coming out of hibernation mode, and even traveling. Who says you cannot do these things while looking cute, feeling cozy, and doing so affordably? Having basics and quality pieces to wear and travel with should not be considered a luxury. This year, I am upgrading my wardrobe the way that I deserve with Quince's high-quality essentials, including their premium 100% European linen pants and their washable silk tops. Quince's items are sustainably and ethically made and still priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Trust me, I have checked, and you know I check everything. I always travel with a pair of their linen pants, their cotton cardigan, and also I wear the 14 karat white gold bezel necklace every single day. For your next trip, treat yourself to the luxe upgrades you deserve from Quince. Go to quince.com/selfcare for 365 day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's quince.com/selfcare to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/self-care. So my best, like right now, could look completely different. God willing, I'm calling that in a month from now, honey. And when I get to that month or next month, and I'm still wondering like, okay, what are some ways I can give my best to myself? It could be like, girl, you have saved, you have $15,000 saved. Go and buy that car. I'm really believing y'all for a Toyota Highlander. So maybe that'll be my best a month from now, going in and saying, hey, here's the cash for this used. I don't even want brand new, to be quite honest with you, but just a few years old, you know, no mileage, whatever. Here's the cash for that. That's my best. And not reserving it and saying, oh, you know, well, they may come out with a new car 4 years from now and you're going to want that one. So you might as well hold off and wait 4 or 5 years. Like just what can I do to give myself my best right now in my life, in my habits, in my routine, in my thought processes, in whatever, in my workplace, in my office, like where and what can you give of yourself? That is your best because you deserve your best. Before anybody deserves your best, you deserve your best. So if it's letting your hair down and taking it down and just feeling girly, do you know how your energy changes when you are like when I saw my hair like this, I was like, oh, she cute. And I was just like looking and admiring and feeling so pretty just from taking my twist out. It doesn't have to be complicated. It does not have to be complicated. It doesn't. I promise you. Maybe it's finally you buying some new damn sheets for your bed. Buying yourself a duvet, fixing your bed up, zhuzhing up your bed. So every time you go in your bedroom, maybe it's making your bed. Maybe it's not buying new sheets, but you're like, you know what? Right now I have the capacity to make my bed every morning and to make it a certain way. Like there are so many ways to tap into what it is that is your best for you right now. Maybe it's you painting your nails. Maybe it's you adorning. Like I really, like somebody send me some bracelets. I love silver. Okay. I'm not a gold girly, I just want to be shiny and jangly and, you know, pretty. I want to tap into that like right now because I want to feel girly. Okay. So my best right now is my dainty necklace that I absolutely adore, my little diamond studs, and, you know, my hair, and making sure that my skin is the best that it can be right now. Like, what can you do to give yourself your best right now? Your time, your energy, your self-talk, something. There is something right now that you can do that's not going to cost you much, okay? Because you're feeling some kind of way and you need to tap into that resource for yourself. You need to be that resource for yourself and you deserve that. You don't need to wait. You don't need to put it off. You deserve to have the beauty in your life right now. And you are the beauty. Okay. You are the beauty. The things that you touch become beautified by you. All right. So you make the pretty, you make the beauty. All right. So I wanted to make sure I say that. And then on top of that, I guess in connection with that, something else that as in giving my best to myself, it was making me think, or I was thinking about also just like being connected to people and how I was, or I try anyway, not perfectly, but try to show up for others and be the best for others. But it's like, I need to do me. I need to make sure that I am giving myself my best. Okay. Because I don't want to be like, how can I explain this? I don't want to have like, not, what is like the opposite of main character? Sidekick. I'm not trying to have or be like in the side, like sidekick energy role where I'm like lowering myself to elevate other people. I don't want to lower myself. Like, I don't want to be in like this sidekick energy for everybody. And they are out there really, you know, tapping in and getting what they need and deserve. And I'm just playing a supporting role for everyone, but I'm not reserving anything for me. Because there's nothing wrong with supporting other people. But you got to ask yourself, are you like playing the what's it called again? I keep wanting to say secondary character for some reason. I don't know why. Are you playing like the sidekick? I didn't say side chick. I said sidekick. Are you playing the sidekick role for everyone in your life? You know, supporting everybody, making sure that everyone can lay claim to their stuff before you get what you need. Everyone's, you know, out there doing their thing and being main character and all that stuff. And you're just kind of like on the sidelines waiting for someone to see you, or you're waiting on the sidelines to even try to give a little bit of your best to yourself. I have been sidelined for so long. I put myself on the sidelines, right? I'm not saying that someone literally sat me there necessarily. Now, I know when I was younger, and I know I talk about when I was younger a lot, but it's all connected. When I talk to you about these things, I'm talking to you from a place, a very real place of someone who is learning to operate from a place of wholeness and fullness, because that's not, it wasn't available to me when I was younger. So it's not like someone necessarily in my adult age put me on the sideline, but the little girl in me always felt like a secondary character. The little girl in me, like I never, ever, to my knowledge, felt like a main character. I never felt like I was like an important character in the game of life. I never felt like, I always felt like I was a supporting actor. You know how on TV shows or a movie, and it had the main people, for example, Wakanda Forever, it would have Michael Chadwick, Angela Bassett, Lupita, who else is in the movie? But Michael B. Jordan. I'm scrambling here. But then at the end, it would show like the secondary, the people you don't even really be paying attention to their names, because it's just like, oh, extra guy eating fried chicken number two, or little girl skating down the street. And actually, if you don't say anything, I don't even think they put your name. You have to say something, I think, for you to even be an official side character. So it's like, I felt like that was my identity, that side character, little girl skating down the street, number 15, or black woman getting their hair braided in the shop. Number two, like, I just felt like that's always, I've always felt like that. I've always felt like a secondary, not really relevant, not really important kind of person just going on through life. And then someone would see me and I'd get in a relationship. And now, you know, I'm someone's girlfriend, I'm someone's mama, or whatever the case may be. I've always felt like that's secondary or even third level energy, supportive role kind of energy. Always, always. That is what my conditioning has, how it has like manifested in my life. And so that is another reason why, like, I don't want to be that. I don't feel like, as I'm uncovering these layers, as I'm healing and reclaiming parts of myself, you know, that have been hidden under the muck, I don't feel like I was built to be that. I don't think anyone is. And I'm not saying that in other people's lives you won't be a supporting character, da, 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 da. But that, if that is your main like function, or that is your main whatever, I want you to look at that and assess and ask yourself, like, am I giving myself my best? Am I doing what is best for me in this season? Because I really don't feel like we were put here to be secondary characters for all the people that we encounter. And that's what I was doing. I was putting myself in that place of supporting, of seeing others, of hyping other people up, of getting other people what they need, when historically I really wasn't given that, right? And so I have to be mindful, like, am I slipping away? Am I shrinking? Am I disappearing? Am I just, you know, am I just giving? And not even just like, I'm not even talking about financially. I mean, just how Black women tend to support, okay? I'm not even talking about financially. Okay. I'm not even talking about financially, but I would do that too. Like, make sure that people are good. I have $5 in the bank and someone would have a sob story like, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm like, oh, I got to give them $2.50 of these dollars. You know what I mean? That's another reason why I'm in the financial situation that I'm in. Not the main reason why, it's not, but that's a reason. That's part of the reason why. There's a lot to unpack here. There's a lot going on here. All right. And I know I can be straightforward and honest with you, because I'm just showing you my process to blooming. I am showing you my process and thoughts and whatever of me unpacking all this trauma. Okay. And moving towards a more free lifestyle and free mindset, okay? One that doesn't believe I have to live in a place of struggle, one that doesn't believe I have to live in a place of lack, one that doesn't believe that I have to shrink myself, one that doesn't believe that I have to give everyone my best, my essence every single day, day in, day out, and I just get the leftovers. Like, no, I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm going to need you to ask yourself those questions. Like, it's okay to do a little soul searching, do a little reflecting, and be honest. Be honest. Ain't no shame. Ain't no shame. All right. If anything, hopefully you understand when I talk about these things, it's not to shame and blame or do any of that. It's just, this is what I'm thinking today or this week or this month, or this is what I'm processing, or this is what I realized, or, you know, that kind of thing, because I know that we are blooming. We can bloom together. We may not be going in the same directions or on the same path, but we can all blossom and bloom and expand and rise and elevate and live more free and all those things. Excuse me. So yeah, but this is just some of the stuff that I'll be thinking about, because y'all, I really want me and want you to live in such a way where you are really tapped into your fullness. You are really tapped into where you feel secure and whole and loved and abundant and free and whatever. And you can do these things without having to center someone else to make sure that they're good. You know, you can, it's okay for you to make sure that you're okay. It's okay for you to make sure that you're good. It's okay for you to make sure you have the tools and resources that you need to live the type of life that you want to live. It's okay for you to have that. It's all right. And the world may say that's selfish, but I feel like, damn it, Black women have done enough. I don't give a damn what the world says. Black women have, we have sacrificed and done and given enough. Okay. It is your time. It is your time. It is your time. Do I have to say it again? It's your time. All right. And you deserve to have what you need. You deserve to feel a certain kind of way about yourself. You deserve to live a good life. You deserve to be liberated and free of anything that is holding you back and telling you that you're not good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, rich enough, like you, whatever, whatever conditioning it is you received. And trust me, you may be thinking, oh, I didn't get no conditioning. Honey, you live in, if you're a US based listener, I really feel any Black woman, to be honest, but I'm just, I can only really speak about the US because that's where I was born and raised. But if you are a US based Black woman, you have got some conditioning, okay? You have. You have. Don't argue. Argue with your mama. No Black woman is going unscathed through these systems. Period. No Black woman's going unscathed and unharmed by these systems. It's just not possible. There's no way in hell. All right? There's just no way. So, like I said, you deserve. Black women have done enough. Black women have sacrificed enough. We have given our all and then some, okay? For this country, for this good nation under God. We have given enough. We've given enough. Turn that energy back on you. Give yourself your best. Give yourself your pretty. All right. Give yourself your luxury. Give yourself your ease. You can put any word in there. Give yourself your softness. Give yourself your tenderness. Those are things I'm learning to do for myself. Give those things to yourself. Okay. Because 9.5 times out of 10, those things have been stripped away or attempted to be stripped away. And then it's like, I feel like they want you to think that you never had access to these things or you don't deserve them. They're only for other people or whatever. Like, no, we may have people out there, celebrities and privileged people out there doing foolishness that make us feel like, oh, well, it's just for the rich. It's just for the wealthy. Honey, don't let them people gaslight you. Because they do it every day, unbeknownst to them. A lot of times they're just so ignorant, some of them. But don't let them people gaslight you, okay? You deserve. Just like they deserve, you deserve. You deserve. So give yourself your best. Give yourself your pretty. You don't have to wait for someone else to come along so that you can then tap into it or wait for someone else to come along and then you give it to them. I would try to be my best when I was in a relationship just so I could prove something to the person I was in a relationship with. Trying to be better, trying to give my best, trying to look pretty, trying to do all these things and still wasn't appreciated. Still wasn't appreciated. So it's like you try to give your best and be this ideal person for someone else. You try to fit into their little square when you're a damn trapezoid. I don't want to do that. I want to give myself my best. Why not? Why not? Give yourself your best. Give yourself your best, child. Stop waiting. Stop waiting. Start small. Okay. Start small. Start where you are. Give yourself your best. I mean that. All right. So that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I appreciate you. I love you. I'm so glad that you are here in this journey with me. And I will see you next Monday for a whole new episode. All right. In the meantime, have a blessed week and don't reserve your pretty. Okay. All right. I'll see you next Monday.